Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. You really think they ready for you? Nah. You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. You really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You've seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me, bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah.
Does your insurance company work for you? Hi, this is Ken Robinson, President and CEO of Ken Robinson & Associates Limited. We are an insurance brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR22, bond cards, business owners policies, general contractors liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883. Attention business owners, radio show producers, and internet radio producers. It's time to crank it up for 2012 with quality radio production. Are you a record label needing hot album promos or EPKs for your new artist? Introducing CoolVoiceRadio.com. Does your internet show need a new intro or outro? How about a promo for your upcoming event? Are you a DJ needing a hot voice for your next hot mixtape? Imagine increased sales in your business from an internet radio spot. We've got you covered with broadcast quality radio spot production with the nation's top voiceover talent, featuring talent like John Heath, Kate Clifford, Bill Thomas, and much, much more. Visit us online at www.coolvoiceradio.com. CoolVoiceRadio.com or call 646-326-7800. Remember, nothing beats the right sound.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot Black Age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Only Wears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
We gonna take you back in the timeline. Number one hit, Braille, Cool. Check it out. Goes like this. Wow. Come on. Feels so epic.
I remember way back in 96 when Harv decided to sit me down upon that bench. Yeah. He told me I could have anything I wanted to get, and I could fuck the game up depending how I put it in. Just stay on your pen, never chase a chick, and always stay focused or hustle out the trench. And if you do a little sin, say a prayer for repent, cause that's how it is when you're growing up in Quill. I'm from the place with the $7 haircut, fresh fit, put together dope when it's paired up. The place where little niggas really ain't scared much, probably on the block right now with a prepared Dutch. But they mind right for the double up, they keep that nine tucked tight cause they don't knuckle up. But when they see Braille, they yell, what the fuck is up? And I'm coolin' it, then you can catch me
coolin' with my head in the sky. Now looking at a watch, you can tell us by the time. I'm coolin' cause you can't let me pass you by. You can catch me coolin' with my head in the ceiling. Out here on the street chasing millions. Catch me coolin' cause you can't let me catch you by.
Now a little older, baby mama drama, and they say she tripping cause Braille with a different girl. But you know what's funny? That girl was Kelly Bundy, and I'm Dwayne Wayne from a different world. I thought she loved me, but it got ugly. I moved on, but she turned to be the same girl. 5 years later, chilling at the crib. Now 4 kids, cooling with my only girl. I know it gets rocky like Colorado, but if you make it through that storm, homie, I bravo. We out here, ka-ching that, I live by those models. Probably in the VIP with a bunch of models, rosé bottles, nah, I did that. I'm trying to find a way to put my city on the map. Sold out shows where they yell Braille Mac, cause I get down like that.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time. I'm
they say world ends, so now they got the whole world in a whirlwind. But I'm prepared, never scared with my girlfriend. All black militant,
head, sipping Pearl Gin. On my grown man, savvy like Earl Flynn. So when I walk by, all you hear is narrow wind. They say that boy Cole still in his black tee with diamond cuts in his mold. Outcast in my tape deck, half a stick, cause I ain't even take it to the face yet. I light it up and glide in my space jet. I'm so winning, it's like I'm in a lace bet. I'm worth millions, damn, that's a great check. With a mind to protect it like great sex. I got this game in the glove like Apex. I drop now and I ain't even got it to you yet.
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio, 347-838-9825. Happy Monday, everybody. Well, Drudge, you got our mayor on the head slot on their webpage. And they got the Godfather under fire as murder rate soars 38%. The murder rate here in the city is tremendously high, everybody. It ain't no joke. A neighbor of mine is about to move. Now, my block has been a peaceful block. Now, I must have missed this. I must have been out of town with my son trying to get him registered for school. So I had to have missed this. But she said someone tried to carjack her daughter, shot the car up trying to get to a car. And they caught the person who did it. And the mother stayed right around the block, you know, which makes me feel comfortable in having my block party, loving thy neighbor like I'm loving myself, which is our theme because I'm going to miss her as a neighbor. My son went to prom with her daughter, or her daughter went to prom with my son, rather. And I watched her children grow up. But the crime rate is just, the murder rate is just atrocious out here. And the sad part is that We know the thugs out here. We know who they are. We see them every day. You know. So what I'm doing is I'm calling on all men of spiritual background, all men of clergy, to at least, I mean, even Jehovah's Witness, Muslims, Hebrews, Baptists, Christians, Protestants, just to come together and walk the heavy block. Praying with your God at hand, with your God at your back and at your wings, and walk up to the gentleman and ask them why. Stop, you know, how can they get off the block? Can they change their lifestyle? Can they stop hurting one another? Can we do that, or are we just too frightened of these cats out here that we're just too scared to do that? Little girls getting shot. Even though they should be in the house, but little girls getting shot, little boys getting shot, innocent bystanders getting shot. People jumping out of limos, beating people down. I mean, it's buck wild out here in the city. Be like taxes is sky high, sky rocketed up, cameras everywhere. Cameras are everywhere, but what does that mean? And drones flying everywhere, what does that mean? And people, we have to do something about this. It's getting out of hand. And praise the Most High that the heat wave kept these crazy people in the house. But I'm going to check the murder rate tomorrow because it was a nice 80 degree temperature. And normally on days such as this, beef escalates and things might be jumping off. But I'm just want to address this to the men of faith and the women of faith. Let's get together and walk these streets and explain to these lost youth the error of their ways. Now, I know we ain't got nothing to offer. I know we ain't got no jobs.
got no programs. But check this out. One man stood on a roof of a motel and prayed that he can come up with some money to demolish that motel. And no matter who God and what God he prayed to, his prayers were answered because he had faith. Do our community lack faith? Do we lack faith? You know? Where are we heading? You know, where are we heading? This past weekend, I hung out with my Republican friends. They just opened up a new office here in Chicago, a little headquarters where the Cook County, state of Illinois, and the Chicago office are going to be coordinating victory centers. And it was interesting walking in the room and watching how they look at me like, oh, my God, Tillman's back. I'm like, yeah, I want to see this out to the end. I would like to see if a white candidate can win in the African-American ward in Congress. Right now, Jesse left a big old hole in his district. Can the gentleman who defeated the African-American, can he make some noise? Can he get ahead? I don't know. It's a big hole wide open. But like I told the chair people, chairman there, and the committeeman there, I want to see what are their plans for the African-American community. Stand and divine, everybody.
You're done, Noah. Dana. Yo, check it. Yeah. No matter if the devil is killed, we're not going to be ridiculous. The father of the blessing in abundance in store for us. You're taking it serious. And live your life so dangerous. Nothing is that you don't know in my purpose. Great is your love. That is coming from above. More than kisses and hugs. It is all about the blood. No jealousy, no rush. No pushing, no shock. Stand firm, be strong. What am I praying about?
We all look for miracles each and every day. A quick fix that will temporarily carry us away. Each of us has questions about the road that we should take. Cause we know there's a consequence for the choices that we make.
Thank you. coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is one of the main distributors of the Organo Gold Coffee. It gives natural energy delivered right to your doorstep. If you want to order your coffee today, contact Shauna at 601-918-2079 or go to 601jazzcafe.organogold.com. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way.
Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3.
Now,
They must smell blood in the waters with Jesse Jackson, because these people are frightened of him, frightened of the black vote. But is the black vote still relevant? U.S. Representative Danny Davis, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus with Jackson, said he hasn't spoken to Jackson and his leaders for media updates. Okay, that's Danny Davis. Jackson's father, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Monday said his son's medical condition is a private matter, and so is his family. But it's funny that Dick Durbin now is jumping on Junior, that he's in this condition that he's in. We're about to take one more break for one more second. Someone just came into the studio delivering a package. Let me sign for this package. I'll be right back with you. Give us a box here if you have any.
Wait to get it on. Eye to eye contact. Girl, the feeling's way too strong. No disrespect without the sex. Baby girl, I am gone. Okay, since we are alone in the bedroom of my home, a little Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Hey, let's get it on. We are both grown, so there's no need to be playing. This is just a mutual agreement. I'm not trying to be your man, and I'm not trying to take your hand. This is just a one night stand. I understand you are a fan. You about to start a fire in my pants. Girl, you know what you were doing. Seducing me while you dance. This night is almost over. This will be my last chance. Last chance. Slowly I caress her with my eyes, and I can't wait to put my hands on you. You. Okay. The fire. You in the street, I'm in the street trying to move a bird. But I see you watching me, you like a G, exciting me. Yep. Physically inviting me, and I can shoot my rifle straight. Tell me how you like it, babe, and I can make your night today. Put you on a flight today, and we can fuck the night away. Living our life, okay, so you can be my wife today. Playing with yourself on that Skype, make me want the cake. Ay, eat the cake, anime, I beat it till the feeling gone. Fuck you to my music, so that's twice I done killed the song. And the way that things snatching, you done killed them thongs. And the numbers that I'm betting, I done killed the cone. Hey. Slowly I caress her with my eyes, and I can't wait to put my hands on you. You. Okay. Fire in her eyes. All I wanna do is make love to you.
Underground Radio Network. Hold on a second. Hold on. Can you get the piece of sheet of paper right there? What? Right here. Hey, pencil. Yeah, I just got another delivery. Hold on. All righty then. Now, Julie's Underground Radio Network. Bringing, my girl Dana just checked in from D.C., what's going on with you, Dana, in D.C.? Hey, how's the power outage out there? How's the power outage out there?
You know what? We're doing okay today. Could you believe that we took a power surge yesterday? We had another storm, but it wasn't that bad. So we got power. And I'm very happy about that.
That's wild. It's a lot of wild weather going on out there, man.
Yeah.
we just got relief here in Chicago off that 100 degree temperature, boy. It does feel nice right about now. It feels real good. But it's Monday, and you know what's Monday without no zombie stories, Dana?
Here we go.
I just want to put it out there to all my people that now I have people now sending me links now at the Jimmy Lee Underground at gmail.com. The gmail.com for email. They're sending me a salt battery. TA mom, civilian mom, goes wild in a maternity ward. Charged with salt maternity ward. Okay.
You said what?
That's one. Listen, first of all, okay, I'm gonna go with I go with the first one that's 4 days old. 4 days older. I'm trying to catch up. That 4 days ago. It was the last 4 days, last Thursday, so I'm trying to catch up where everybody was at. This is the Daily News. You can get this at the Daily News, NewYorkDailyNews.com. New York Daily News, everybody. White woman, Dana, okay? Just want to let you know if you're in your stereotypes, okay? White woman. Okay, it's called a salt battery. Bath salt smoking Pennsylvania mom, Pennsylvania Dana, goes wild in maternity ward, charged with assault and drug possession. Carla Murphy of Altoona stripped naked and punched the nurse, and police tried to bite a cop who restrained her while the staff attempted to put her clothes back on. Okay. A Pennsylvania woman smoked bath salt maternity ward 2 days after giving birth last month has been assaulted. Has been arrested for allegedly assaulted hospital staff and police. Carla Murphy of Altoona stripped naked, kicked and punched nurses and police, and tried to bite cops restraining her while staff put her clothes back on, according to all the witnesses. Murphy 31 was found by a nurse rolling around on a shower floor, naked and confused. Goldie said he was unable to answer basic questions. An alleged attack, nurses trying to help her, causing them to call the hospital police. Cops found a pen that was taken apart. Covered within it, they said it looked like residue from smoking drugs. According to the newspaper, they also found a silver disc containing a white powder. Murphy identified as Disco, street name for bath salt. Giving Murphy antipsychotic drug made no differences. Became very aggressive, police and nurses, flailing her arms and screaming, cursing and trying to escape the room. Her mad dash resulted in a fist fight with cops and spilled down to the hallway, Mary reported. According to records obtained by the Daily News, after the officers restrained Murphy and brought her into the room, he stood up on her bed and punched the nurse and kicked tried to bite a cop. She was immediately handcuffed and arrested. Murphy then kicked another nurse in the chest, was trying to put her clothes on, causing cops to hold her down until antipsychotic drugs caused her to fall asleep, according to the newspaper. Murphy was brought to Blair County Prison because of outstanding warrants for her arrest and charge of aggravated assault. Similar assault is only kind of public drunkenness and harassment, and several drug counts, including felony possession of a designer drug, affidavit said. Police searching Murphy's home later today found even more drug paraphernalia, including needles, aluminum foil, bath salt containers, and broken glass bottles with brown residue on it, the newspaper reported. Michael Stewart, Murphy's boyfriend, was at home while it was being searched, was arrested and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, the paper said. Murphy was released from prison 2 days ago. Her and Stewart are due in court August 8th. Altoona residents, Region Health spokesman Dave Kuzuna, trying to comment on the matter, citing ongoing police investigation. That's just one lady almost got zombie out. Well, look at her face. Lord have mercy. Got a picture of the lady. She almost looked like she really zombied out. That was 4 days ago. Okay. 4 days ago. Now, let's go 3 days ago. Right? This is Inuit man ate face after snorting, ate feces after snorting bath salt. A 21-year-old Inuit man is under the influence of bath salt was arrested this week after he tried to fight police officers and consume his own feces, police said. Officer arrived at the residence. Dana, he is black.
Okay, now.
Okay, just make you feel comfortable. Make you feel comfortable. I found a black guy. I found a black guy for you now.
Well,
now,
let's listen to the difference in the zombie
story. Right, okay. Now, officer arrived on at the residence of 2100 block of Royal Hill Drive. What is that? This is that. Let me see. This is in Atlanta, GA.
See, that other lady, I'm not sure that she was a zombie. Like, cause they said that she was like picking up pieces up and throwing them across the room. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have the power of six people. So, I'm kind of a little skeptical about that. But she had a warrant out for her arrest. So she may have.
No, the deal was, they found her rolling around naked in the bathtub trying to cool off. She's probably coming down from the zombie effect, locked herself in the bathroom. Then when she got caught, they couldn't restrain her. They took a couple of cops. They didn't shoot her, they didn't do anything like that, but it was difficult for them to restrain her. They had to dope her up. They had to grab her down and give her a shot, like a tranquilizer. Put her out, put her to sleep.
I mean, but the black guy got to be eating his own feces.
Well, let's
now.
Read about it. Now, around 4 p.m. on July 3rd, the woman told the police her son, Matthew Hammond, was walking around out of his mind, armed with a knife, pointing to the police. Report. The officer pulled up to the house. The man sprinted toward the car. Hammond chased after the car as the officer pulled away. The officer stopped. Hammond ran next to the car and violently pulled on the locked door and banged on the windows, was the report. The officer pulled his gun and ordered Hammond to step away and dropped the silver object in his hand. Later identified as a cell phone. Hammond dropped the knife before the officer came. And Hammond's brother took it back in the house, according to the report. Hammond refused the officer's order and challenged the officer to a fight. Hammond eventually got on the ground, and the officer arrested him. Hammond continued to act bizarre once in custody. He spoke in fragment sentences about random subjects, repeating, quoting a hot sauce commercial phrase, "I put that shit on everything." He also appeared to be hallucinating and spoke of imaginary people. Meanwhile, the officer smelled a strong odor of excrement emanating from his breath, and he said he appeared to have feces on his mouth and his teeth, according to the report. The officer took Hammond to the Guinevere County Jail, where medical staff determined that he needed medical treatment. Hammond was yelling and kicking the windows. He had to be restrained during the ride to the GWINNETT Medical Center in Lawrenceville. And eventually told officers he smoked marijuana, drank alcohol, and snorted a lot of bath salt, according to the report. The officer asked Hammond why he had a knife. He responded, "Yo, somebody's about to get stabbed." According to the report, Hammond was eventually released from the hospital and taken back to jail, where he's been and on felony obstruction of disorderly conduct charge without bond. Hammond arrested a second violent drug arrest county this week. He said it seems like it's becoming more prevalent that cops, that Corporal Jake Smith of the Guinevere Police spokesman, but it's not as common as other drugs like meth and marijuana. On July 2nd, the police responded to a man running nude in Liberon Drive driving range. Biff said the man continued to resist arrest after his pepper sprayed and tased. He told police he smoked marijuana laced with chemicals. Biff said people on bath salt are usually more violent than other drug users. They don't feel much pain. Biff said the department is educating officers how to recognize the sign of synthetic drugs as more prevalent in this county. And as we've seen a whole bunch of it, these are very support it right now. That's all I'm saying, Dana.
Okay, now, that last one. Okay, he kind of sounded a little zombie-ish.
Wait, zombie-ish, okay, give it to me.
Okay, the whole feces in the mouth thing, you know, even if he wasn't a zombie, we know that he is qualified to be officially called shot out.
But Dana, anybody own shit. See, he would talk shit. Sometimes people don't back this shit up. But the
right,
average person
trying to back it up.
But the average don't eat this shit. They may talk shit, but don't eat the shit. You know. That's all I'm saying.
But now
here it is.
But the fact that he could, Jimmy, can you hear me?
I'm with you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. The fact that he can quote a hot sauce commercial proves that brother had a little sanity up in him.
Okay. Well, check this out. Witness. Woman working at and brutally murdered by a naked man. This is in Sacramento. Tracy, CBS 13. A naked man who has been on drugs was arrested Sunday for killing a Tracy Motel employee. Andrew Carrillo, 25, is behind bars of killing the 62-year-old woman who cleans room at the Hacienda Inn on the 600 block of West 11th Street. Witnesses say they found Hierro covered in blood and standing near the partially naked woman, saying, witness, it most definitely was the craziest thing I've seen in my life. Most definitely, said Jeremiah Hayes, a motel resident who made the gruesome discovery. The scene was something Hayes said he wished he never witnessed, and said he knew the victim. She comes to our room every day and cleans room, he says. Around 7 p.m. Saturday, Andrew Guerrero knocked on Haynes' motel door selling candy and acting strange, said Haynes. He was like on cloud 20. I don't know what he was on, but he was on something tough. Soon after being turned away, Guerrero started breaking windows at the motel, said Haynes. But as Haynes and others ran to stop him, Guerrero disappeared. A few minutes later, there was commotion coming from inside the manager's office. The dude would open the door again, so he kicked the window in. It was crazy, said Haynes. Haynes and others said they broke in, and what they discovered was gruesome. The lady was like half naked, and he was butt naked. Blood all over him. It was crazy, man, he said. And the dude kept saying was like, I didn't do nothing. He was out of his mind, delirious, Haynes said. Haynes and others were able to hold Carrera until police arrived. The victim was taken to Tracy Salto Community Hospital, where he's pronounced dead. Office staff at the motel refused our request for interviews. But that's just what's going on in Sacramento, California.
Now, I do agree, Jimmy, that, you know, it's just getting kind of crazy out here. People are losing their freaking minds. And if it's the bath salts that's causing it, then whoever's selling the bath salts, wherever it's coming from, that's got to go.
Right. Right. But I'm doing like this, Dana. No one's reporting it. It's not like it's an epidemic, though, but people not making it seem as an epidemic. Like, this is a plague, man. This stuff I call it. People to snap out.
Well, I agree. But what's strange to me is that I wonder what's in the bath salt that would make people lose it like that. Because if you look at crystal meth, for an example, crystal meth got some stuff up in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm surprised that anybody that smoke crystal meth that just don't smoke puff and die.
Right.
Because they got all kind of crazy mess up in there. And if the meth ain't killing them, then what is it that's in the bath salt that's making people go crazy like that?
Right.
That's my question.
So, right. What is it that's giving them superhuman strength? You know, where you can't, it was hard to be subdued. You know, only time you subdued is when you're coming down or you start to tranquilize up or you wake up or you snap out of it and realize, what did I do? What have I done?
Right.
You know, when reality hits you or the high come down, like, man, what have I done? You know?
Right, and that's what makes it extra scary. Because.
Right.
Because, honestly, it seems like it's just doing, like, it's changing people's brains or something. That's a mess. That's some scary stuff there.
Right, and see, like I'm saying, and everybody might think I'm joking when I say, you know, here's another incident, this and that, but what I'm coming from is that every day, I hear another incident of or something like this coming up every time. Well, let me get somebody calling from Cleveland. It might be my man, did a storm, check it in right now. What's going on, 216, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Jimmy Lee, what's going on?
Hey,
what's happening? My. What's going on? I hear y'all still talking about the zombies?
Yeah, every day. A different report comes
day. They said it was something they buying in the store. They could buy in the store. They call it spice or whatever. What's that?
I don't know what it is.
They have salt.
Spice is really a form of incense.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a synthetic marijuana. And I tell you what, I have seen people on spice. In fact, as a matter of fact, I saw this one guy on spice, and he was like yelling out like praises about God. But it took literally seven people to hold him down. And he had been given all kinds of medications to calm him down, and it wasn't working. I mean, he had been given like four different medications, and nothing worked. He was just acting. He was throwing on that spice stuff. So
yeah, because that's what they were saying. Did y'all see about the guy who was eating his dog in Texas? The brother.
I saw that.
Yeah.
He said he was eating his dog, and the cops came, and he was like, stun me, put me down, because he was tripping off that spice, and he knew
it. Spice, bath salt, there's a bunch of stuff that they're slipping out here, you know, and they're not reporting it.
And that guy who ate his dog,
right.
Now, he was young. He was young.
Yeah, he was a young guy.
Uh-huh.
My opinion is that more people need to, more people need to be aware of what's really going on and why they're not reporting this as an epidemic. It's just shocking me. And I might be joking around with it, but right now people are always, all day been sending me information all week on zombie update and zombie report that you never know where it's going to pop up in your town. Like I said, all it's going to take is one rave party, a bunch of little kids doing bath salt, and you got a bunch of zombies at least on the town for a couple hours.
Here comes Lil Michael with his bad butt. Knowing he should have been beat long time ago. Sorry about that, Sean. I know how you feel about that. And here he comes bringing this little spice to the party and messing up everybody's kids.
Put him in time out. That's all I got to say.
That's going to happen. It's like every movie, zombies come out around midnight. And by what? The morning time they gone, because they done woke up. High is over. What happened is, one of the crazy-ass parties, about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, we're walking the streets, busting in windows, tearing people, and got a taste of flesh. Each these animal got the rabbit ass mind. That's the scary part about it right there.
Well, that's a Republican scare tactic. You terrified.
That's scary.
Yeah, man, I'm terrified, man.
You're trying to get high off of people.
Nah, man, because, listen, I'm in the city of gangbangers. Last thing I need is a bunch of high-ass gangbangers on bath salt. Bad enough they shoot motherfuckers up in the city. Last thing
they
I need
shoot each other.
Nah, man, but then there's these Negroes out here on bath salt eating people on the block. Last thing I need is super niggas high up on dope that you can't stop. Now, the funny part about it is, here's the funny part. It reminds me of the stories that they said back in the early days why you had to make the Coke 45 when they said a black man on cocaine can't stop it, so they had to make a certain gun to put him down. Now, I don't know if they're going to start issuing a high-powered gun or something, or they're trying to get a roll out of that with these zombies, a zombie gun or a zombie bullet or something. Because if these guys cannot, if it takes 10 or 20 things to shoot to stop these guys. And the sad part about it is, majority of these zombies attack, well, I can say half majority because they are half and half. About half of the zombie attacks are innocent people. The other half are eating faces and stuff like that. But there are people who are just going crazy in the park and it's not, you know, just wilding out. A lot of them going into losing their lives because of the happy cop now. Gotta shoot first, ask questions later on this bath salt shit. We'll talk.
Well, you know they're just gonna make laws against it. Once they make some laws against it, then it's gonna slow down. But I think a conspiracy is behind it. You hear me?
What's your conspiracy theory that when in October when Obama make marijuana legal, that it's bad weed on the street, and you go to the government to get the best weed because they're sitting on the street making you a zombie? That the conspiracy you're trying to say? That conspiracy?
No, I got a few conspiracies. I think that, because they got a white folks on it too, right? So it must be something big about to go down. They want everybody acting crazy, not paying attention to what's really happening. You hear me?
I mean, what
did that make any sense? Did that make any sense? Because they ain't got, it ain't particularly no one race. And when they start doing it to white people. Yeah, because when they start doing it to white people, you know it's something up. I mean, bath salt, black people don't use, well, now they do. They do everything white folk do. But that's normally something like white folks will get into, buying something out of the store, you know? But we doing it now also. But, I mean, in the legalization of marijuana, they starting to legalize it everywhere, it's seeming like.
Right.
They want everybody to legalize it.
I think once they, you know, I have my own little conspiracy. I said, once the European pillage this country for all this natural resources, then he gonna leave it, right? He just can't up and leave. He gotta leave everybody sedated, so then he'll leave out. They sedated, not knowing what's going on, economy fall. You hear me? Everybody's getting dual citizenship.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
No, I don't know, but talk about it. I'm with that. Keep going on. Tell me more.
I mean, that's just my theory, you know, dual citizenship, like the Jewish boy. Because I'm going to tell you, man, I had this Jewish doctor, right, and he was cool. All of a sudden, he just up and left and went back to Israel, went to Israel. I ain't from there, just went there, moved back, right? And this Mark Ruckenberg, Facebook, he got dual citizenship. He leaving. A lot of people getting dual citizenship and trying to leave the country. Something's about to jump. You hear me?
What are your bones telling you that's about to jump? What are your bones telling you that's about to happen?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just hope it ain't no power and stuff gonna be shutting off. I know that, man.
Some people lost the internet. Some people lost information today.
No, you know, like when the power shut off for a few days down around the country. I was just like in D.C. Yeah.
I was off a couple of days.
Okay, because like before, like when the power shut off here in Cleveland, it was off for 3 days. When the power came on, They was sitting up there. They was trying to rush out there to Sandusky because of the nuclear power plant. I ain't understanding them. They was talking about we had to get them generators back online. I didn't know what they was talking about until, you know, that tsunami happened to Japan and got to see what happened when generators go offline at them nuclear power plants. Radiation starts spewing out everywhere. You see what I'm saying? And y'all got like 5 in Illinois. So one of the, so it's like, man, the powers goes off, radiation spill out everywhere. You got a country ain't worth nothing. Everybody leaving the country. That I know that sounds far out, but that's my take on it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. I don't know
who's
calling
me. Okay, I didn't hear anything. I was trying to call back in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, what'd you say, Sean? I couldn't hear anything. Tell me again.
No, I was saying something big may happen. Power may shut off. If the power shut off for too long, them nuclear power plants going to go offline. You know what I'm saying? Radiation be spearing out everywhere. You got nuclear power plants all over this country. Like I said, you got 5 in Illinois. So, you hear me?
I'm here.
Does that make any sense to you? Y'all, they sedating people with marijuana.
They're going to let them have a meltdown?
Huh?
Well, I don't know. I think it's all about economics. I think they're trying to put bad weed out here to make everybody realize don't mess the weed on the street. Don't mess the dope on the street.
But that's a moneymaker, though.
Go to the government. The government will have the weed and the drugs, the real stuff. Everything else, we shutting everybody down. You know, it's where it's shutting everybody down.
Well, you say go to the government. Yeah, true. But then this stuff is being sold over the shelf. The spice and all that, that's being sold over the shelf. So that's authorized by the government. You ain't nobody tripping off no weed bought off the street.
Replace the spice with that, right? You know, well, I mean, haven't you heard people nowadays saying there's a killer weed out there on the street? People been pushing that already out there, some weed, making everybody go crazy, what have you. What is going on is people are listening to weed with bath salt now. That's all that's happening. Well, people giving out everybody salvia, and that's what's going on.
And that's weak, man. You gotta get. I had some of that, man. Ain't nothing.
I know. Well, all I'm saying is, people mix their stuff all, grind all that stuff together, and next you know, everybody are hallucinating right now. And what's in that person's mind? I mean, it's funny that who knows how long we've been programmed, be zombied out. I mean, all the programs, all the TV we've seen, all the music. Who knows, it might be a secret frequency tuned into us that somebody could just turn a certain frequency and we all just zombied out once we're inebriated or in an altered state of mind. That makes sense? Yeah.
That makes a little bit of sense.
It's not no secret that all of a sudden, what's been going on for years, you know something? This might have been happening for years and years and years, and we have not been paying attention to it as much as we are paying attention to it now. And that's why I'm saying every day there's a different story in a different part of Little America where something like this is going on. It should be somebody on TV saying that happening, unless they're saving it for Halloween when a bunch of emos and goth and rave type people take a line of bath salt and be walking the streets of your town. That should be scary. It's straight out of Thriller. Real talk.
I don't know, man. That's kind of far out, man.
No, it's still all over again, you know, because the strength. They say they have the strength of 10 human beings. Okay, I see Ebony flashing for a minute. Let me go on to take one commercial break. Right, one second, all right. Everybody.
That's what I'm doing.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida, en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just leaves me. Me, 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 me. So many times I define my pride through somebody else's eyes. Then I looked inside and found my own blood. I found the lasting love for me. If I am searching for my spirituality, passionately, I must begin with me.
Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. What's going on, 904? How you doing? Hello?
Hello?
904, how you doing? Okay, what's going on, Dana?
Hey,
I got
Jimmy.
You right. Oh, I got you right.
I don't want to know, was I Blue Room?
You weren't Blue Room. We took a break and you just fell off for a second. But no, I
got
somebody from 904-803. Anything you want to check in? At you live, we want to just listen in.
Hello.
904.
Hello. Yes.
At you on live. Who is this? Who we got here?
Sean Brock.
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
All right, all right, all right. You're on Jimmy Underground Radio Network. We just chiming in. Hi, black man.
So Jimmy, is Sean still on the air?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
So you think this is some kind of a beginning to an apocalypse?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm beginning to the apocalypse. I don't know. I think it's a laboratory made, huh? I think it's laboratory. Yeah, yeah. I think it's this Generation X. They think Generation X gonna rebel, so they got to make them crazy.
Well, I think if you look at all the stuff that's going on in society, it's just my opinion, of course. But if you look at all the stuff that's going on in society, if the world keeps trying to move backwards, then they're gonna have to keep people anesthetized. That's the only way to have a true takeover.
True.
No,
that makes sense.
That's true. Yeah, it does. I agree. But yeah, I don't know. Well, like you said, Dana, coming the apocalypse, there's a lot of stuff that's being stacked on that. So a lot of stuff being stacked upon that. Like I spoke earlier, we got war in Syria. We got Russia moving its tanks over there, playing war games with America. We got a lot of things going on, but, you know, one of the grand scheme of things.
Wait a minute, Russia playing war games with America?
I mean, you know, we give Syria nuclear tanks and nuclear subs, and we sell them arms and weapons. They sell them arms.
Wait a minute, we gave Syria that?
No, Russia.
I thought we had no deals with Syria. Yeah, Russia did. Yeah,
Russia is.
Oh, but I do believe we got troops on the ground in Syria though.
Russia, that's why Russia's back in Syria right now. It's all about war games. It's all about Damascus. Earlier. All about Damascus.
Okay.
I think while we have in this fighting our own little war in the United States, what's happening is that it's just opening doors. That's all it's doing. Dude, what they used to say when I was growing up, if you snooze, you lose. And while we're so busy trying to fight each other, and while we're so busy trying to have problems up in our own country, with people come up in the back door. That's all it is.
Yep, and
that's why
I say F the aliens right now that's stinking our spot, because they're bringing this bath salt in, and what they're doing is lulling us to sleep. You're going to be all zombies, like you said, Sean. You're going to wake up one day and everything is gone because we've been bath salted out. We've been salted out. You know? And you don't know what people you say. It's some stuff called, whatever you said, the synthetic weed they talking about right there, bath salt, K9, all the stuff in different damn flavors. Purple haze, purple passion, they get all different type of flavors. It is causing.
Well, you got to think, if any time you got stuff that's causing people to eat one another, eat their dogs, and have all this superhuman strength, then, you know, that if you can think of what it's doing externally to cause people to show those kinds of signs, what is it doing for them internally? It's got to be wreaking havoc.
You say they have superhuman strength.
Yeah, people have gone on that stuff. There's like, it takes like 6 or 7 people to hold them down. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Stun guns can affect
freaking mind.
Okay, well, I'm quite sure the government know about this. They got to. I mean.
Well, you got it. My thing is that I just don't believe in nothing new. You know what I'm saying? So where is it coming from? And why is it affecting us so much? That's my thing, and especially why is it affecting most of the brothers? That's kind of suspicious.
Oh yeah, well, I ain't seen no. Well, there was a brother who ate his dog though.
And the one that ate his roommate, and the one that ate the Miami guy.
Well, the fact that it's legal is the problem. It's not
well,
like
we know. Well, you know, black people, you know, we got a little bit of. Go ahead. We got a little bit of cannibalism in our DNA. You know, we come from Africa. We used to be headhunters and stuff like that.
We used to eat folks. That's just certain tribes in Africa. Ain't nobody running around eating nobody. At least not that I know of. Before the cannibals was like Jama and old crazy other people like that. You didn't really hear about this kind of stuff in our community. That's just new. And then again, if it's legal, why is it affecting only a few selected people? If it's something like that that's legal, that's causing all these folks to go crazy, and do all this heinous stuff, if that's the case, then why isn't it affecting the masses? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the masses ain't smoking it. Hello?
Yeah, but then why would only a certain amount of certain people be doing that then? Why would only certain people be using that stuff, if that's the case? I believe in statistics. And statistically speaking, you won't have one a day when you got thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people in this world. If anything, you will have a certain percentage of people that's using it and a certain percentage of people showing the same signs. But that's not what's happening. They're reporting like a brother a day.
Oh, really? No. See, I ain't been watching TV too much. Zombie apocalypse.
Well, another week.
Hey, zombie apocalypse.
Hey, is somebody standing outside?
No, hold on.
Because you got, like, background sound all in the,
I thought that was
okay,
you.
Okay, is that better? No,
that's me?
Better. Is that better? Is that better?
Oh.
Sound like it's raining outside or something. I know that ain't me. I hope not.
I don't think it's me. Okay,
yeah, that's
better?
It. That's static. Okay, it's gone. Oh, it's back again.
Okay,
who that? Jimmy messing around?
No, that's 904. I put you in the blue room, 904. Anything will come in.
That's not 904.
Yeah, I put that in. Anything will come in, just let me know. I thought that was you earlier, Sean. You've been the same noise earlier, so I thought you was outside. I'm
okay, can you hear me?
Let me know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Call back 904. I didn't mean to lose you. Put that, I had you. I was with you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Zombie.
Yeah, so. Okay, I got a question.
Go ahead.
What do you think about the What do you think about the Cruise divorce?
The what?
Tom Cruise getting a divorce.
Oh, Scientology.
Yeah.
Well, the rules is you ain't supposed to get married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the real rules. You ain't supposed to get married in no court.
Oh, see, now I didn't know that.
Why, what happened?
No, because you just ain't supposed to be getting married. It's just not right. You know, you're not supposed to lock yourself down into one person.
You mean that's for everybody or that's just for Scientologists?
I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be, but, you know, that's right. But,
see,
hey, he's going through women left and right, okay? So.
Well, I don't know. And, yeah, I believe they're watching her. Ain't none of mine. You know, whatever they do, they do. I don't want to say nothing about it because I don't want Scientology knocking at my anything, you know, about me or grabbing me up right there. I don't want to go through stuff on Scientology more than Usher baby, stepson getting. I could go panty waist. Usher's son getting injured today. Could go panty waist and talk about the stuff like that, but.
Did his son pass today?
His brain dead. So.
Yeah.
Whose son?
Out to the Usher family for sure.
Whose son? What happened?
Usher.
What happened?
His son was out in the ocean. Reportedly, his son was out soaking. Just out there in the water, and then somebody came by in a jet ski and hit him.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
And so now he's brain dead.
So what's the 83% of doctors have considered quitting over Obamacare? What do you think about that?
Wait, say it again. Well, you know what? Say again.
83. What's up, Ken McCloud? 83% of doctors are quitting over Obamacare. What y'all feel about that?
They quitting. Look, let me tell you. You know when your pocket is padded. I mean, it have nothing to do with Obamacare.
But they're saying,
if anything,
that's what I'm just saying. 83% of doctors have considered quitting over Obamacare.
They consider quitting when they change the patient care to 15 minutes. Anything that's going to not get you paid and end Medicare kickbacks and stop giving bonuses for not doing certain studies and all those other things that's going to play in healthcare, of course it will make you think twice about whether or not you'll be able to have the same lifestyle. Obamacare is a good plan. Everyone
yeah,
needs
but you know,
care.
But you know, it's gonna keep the doctors gonna have to work more though. That's one thing. But
and
that's their job. That's what they went in there for.
You know what? You're right. People will have to work more because it's gonna be more patients. But honestly, you know, hopefully these schools can start turning out more graduates. You know what? I started researching it after we started talking about the fines. Because I wanted to see what this fine would be for someone that didn't have health care, right?
Uh-huh.
And the fine starts out at $95 a year. And if the fine is more than $95 a year, it is a penny on the dollar. That's how much the fine is. It is definitely worth it to let people have access to health care. Now, these insurance companies
if you don't have health care, you got to pay $100 a year fine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's $100 a year. You know,
that's
it
cool.
Hold up.
But how would you get health care if you ain't got it then? We still
if you ain't
get
got
it?
Health care. If you ain't got health care, you can get treated, though.
Everyone has health care. That's the key.
The problem has not been solved.
The problem will never be solved as long as
it's a smokescreen.
Let me tell you, anytime if I X-ray you and that X-ray by itself is going to cost $1,000 to $2,000 or $700, people can't afford that. And so if you start looking at the money that's being paid because of this equipment, and how overpriced things are in healthcare, you know, maybe that'll drive down the cost if you open it up to the masses. If the problem will never be solved as long as people keep getting sick. As long as you got a few people to pull from in the pot in terms of getting healthcare, then the problem will never be solved. But at least,
that's right.
At least we can allow people to have access to health care, so now we're not paying for the heart attack because they couldn't get the cholesterol medicine or the blood pressure medicine.
And how many millions of people will come on health care because of that? How many millions of people, Jimmy?
Well, I'm going to go here. If you ain't got a job, you won't be on the rolls of health care. But how about this? How many people will lose their coverage that they got from their employee because their employee realized they can get you off their rolls and put you on a government plan? Or you will.
$95 a year.
Isn't that what the whole Republican thing is trying to do? I mean,
no.
Well, okay.
No.
Because what Mitt Romney said, hey, we want to bring jobs back. We got to get rid of the unions and get rid of all this, paying for all this medical insurance and all that on the jobs, right?
And honestly, getting rid of unions is not going to
And that's what Mitt Romney them.
They're going to get rid of jobs.
What was that?
I said no. Getting rid of unions is not going to save jobs. It's going to get rid of jobs because the union is what has stood up for the people that in the workforce for years.
No. What I mean by. Okay,
so
businesses have to pay so many thousand dollars into medical.
It helped keep the cost down on businesses. That's why that was thrown in there because the forced businesses to insure people is cutting on their costs. Now that the government got some insurance plan, like when everybody said that Obamacare, you lose your insurance coverage that you have. That is true because most employers
will dump you off their roads because you can pay for your own insurance now. They don't have to pay for it.
That's one of the reasons they ship jobs across seas, because of medical, correct?
No.
So that's one thing you ain't got to worry about. Bring them back.
Wages, man, because of wages. I mean, because of wages. You can have better health care if the wages were low. I'm just saying.
And if the organization is going to drop people from their health care plan, then that means that money that organization is supposedly paying these health care insurance companies, then they can put that back into the pockets of the people.
Right. No, that's not for the people. It goes back in their pocket of their corporations. What I'm saying
right,
is...
Right, but
like,
that's what I'm saying. So then that means that they're getting over. That
but the point of the matter is...
It's saying that I'm going to pay you less because I'm paying for your medical. Now the medical is off the table, so pay me my money.
I ain't got to pay you your money.
Just check this out.
Because I no longer, I'm not taking that money out. I'm not taking that money out your check no longer. I get to keep that money. I get to keep that money I was paying your medical bills with, and you get to pay your own fee. Pay your own doctor. And the deal is, here's the funny part. See, a company or a business or a corporation, they get that medical care cheap because they buy into a package. Because they got so many people that's coming in under that plan. As an individual, we get the same rate as a big company would. I mean, it's all going to play
itself out. But see, they're buying into a package that's saying that we got 100 people that's going to be donating every month to pay for this medical so that when someone gets sick, we got money stacked up to pay for it. So now, if that company is not doing that, then that company should be reversing those funds back to the workers. They shouldn't be able to take my money and say,
why?
Okay,
no, Dana, they ain't got to do that. All they got to do, that $30, that it's probably taking out your check a week, they cut that back on your hours. You know what I'm saying? And like, Bob, hey, we cutting back on that hour. They, you know what I'm saying? And go from that point on.
It's about saving money, man.
And the $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 that they pay a year, you have to pay that for your health insurance. You have a job, it comes with your own money.
Well, check this out. This guy, right? He was a piano player.
All depends on your policy, your program, your plan.
Well, check this out. I knew this guy. He went to Central State. Older guy. He died a couple years ago. He had a heart attack, right? He needed heart medicine. His medicine cost $700 a month. He had to make a choice between paying his bills or getting his heart medicine. He couldn't afford the heart medicine a few months. Eventually died, man. $700 a month for heart medicine. This guy had to be like 50-some years old. He went to Central State before, though. Huh?
How big was
he? He was slim, man, real slim. He was a pianist at my mom in the church.
Yeah,
played the piano.
Shoot, that's exactly.
Yeah,
heart problems. It's hundreds of thousands of examples like that in America. Right now.
So you
know.
Tell me, hold on.
Now.
The medicine was cheap because the medicine was too expensive for him to have.
Yeah, they're right. $700 a month, man? That's a lot of money.
Health insurance and cheap prescription medicine, two different ball games. No, because
it's all going to play the same thing.
Check this out.
What I'm saying is, if he had health coverage, he could have went in and got that medicine. Okay, he could have just went in and got that medicine. It wasn't about that, but being that he didn't have any, his medicine was gonna cost $700-something, right?
Okay, if he had medical care insurance. Well, they covered all of it, or we had to pay a copay.
Sometimes medical insurance that you work hard for don't even cover everything.
Right,
and
I'm with that.
This is the other thing. What happened?
It all depends on your package
and Obamacare. You would alleviate pre-existing conditions.
Right, and that's
from my understanding.
That's why I just raised
right.
Up. What happened
pre-existing
is
conditions.
That those
right.
That same person that Sean is talking about, now he changes jobs. He can't get insurance. I was speaking to a lady the other day, and her son was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes at the age of 12. Now, at the age of 21, he can't get independent insurance. The only way that he can have health insurance under the current plan is if he goes into a big organization that offers health care. But he can never, under the current plan, he can never have his own business because his condition is pre-existing because it was diagnosed at 12 years old. It was pre-existing, and now he can never get health care coverage. Or he
can
get
health care coverage
for everything but the diabetes.
Let me get this straight. Because of his intake of swine and pork, he got this pre-existing condition. Because of his dietary habits, he got a pre-existing.
No. He was diagnosed with juvenile
straight.
Diabetes.
I mean, all I'm saying is by having diabetes, that... It's
juvenile diabetes, the pancreas doesn't work.
The medicine, okay, even the man who, and I use both, the heart man, the man with the bad heart, and the diabetes person. What they was looking for was medicine to prolong their lives, basically. Their lives are not healthy. They needed a little fix to stay longer here on this earth because they're not a healthy life. You got to do what's fine. An insurance package is going to make sure that I can have life extended. In actuality, on ball time, regardless of the fact that diabetes or the heart problem, it's a matter of time for the person to check out. It's me, they ain't being mean. That's why you got your little first lady out here and all these kids in grammar school to start working out because y'all going to be the future health care.
Diabetes has nothing to do with lifestyle. It has everything to do with the fact that his pancreas doesn't work. And there's a whole lot of kids out here.
Well, check this out, Jimmy. Roll with this one. Hear this one out. Okay, I was taught that marijuana suppresses your immune system, so it make you easier to catch HIV. Now, same as you got these whole generation catching HIV.
Where did you hear that from?
Right? Huh? Where was this at? It was years ago. I think I read
that
a newspaper.
Is immune suppresses your immune system.
It suppresses. I didn't say it kills it.
It suppresses.
Makes
people do bad things.
Now.
That's go on ahead. Humor me. Go on ahead.
Now, if that be the case. And you got everybody here smoking weed, everybody out here passing diseases around. They go to the clinic, get checked. Now they mark. That's a pre-existing condition. Okay? And now you can't even get medical insurance down the line.
Because of a pre-existing.
Especially if somebody pop up with HIV. They cannot get medical insurance.
Let me give you the example. Let's say you're 16 years old and you're promiscuous. Decide to have birth control pills because you and your man want to have sex. But your package says that you shouldn't drink or smoke because it can cause cancer, brain aneurysm, and stroke. And now you're about, 35, 40 years old now? Oh, my God. You're smoking, you're drinking, a little weed, blunt, something like that. Now you get aneurysm, cancer, and stroke. And the medicine told you to take those, and, hey, that's a cause. Now because you didn't take precautions, you look at those warnings precautiously. Now we got to take care of you for the rest of your life because you didn't heed the warning on the package that said that. Now that's why right now it's high stroke, high aneurysm, high all this in our women right now because of birth control. I'm just saying.
You know what?
Anyway, you shouldn't mind paying somebody to take care of you. I mean, that doctor takes care of you. Somebody has to pay him. Because I heard you say we have to take care. It's not a we thing. You're not taking care of anybody.
Most politicians fail to realize.
They're not taking care of anybody. Doctors are.
This is more money in their pocket. Care of you. All the doctors doing is prolonging your life. You're taking yourself. All the doctors doing is prolonging your life.
Okay.
That's all he's doing.
Okay, once I saw an 8-month-old that had to have open heart surgery.
You got an echo, Dana.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
There was an 8-month-old that had to have open-heart surgery. Now, that baby whose life was saved and was doing well the last time I saw her, but she had to have surgery at 8 months. Now, under the existing health care plan, that little girl, she right now she's fine because her parents can cover her under their health care plan. So she's good. She can go to the doctor. She can have insurance. She can be seen. She can get her checkup. She can get her medicine. She can get everything she needs to for her heart condition. But when she turns 18 or when she turns 21 and she's no longer covered by her parents' health care plan, she has a pre-existing condition. Now, that baby, if the health care system didn't change, that baby's heart condition is now no longer coverable by insurance companies. Because
right,
the insurance
right.
company's not going to sign up for the bill they know they got to pay. They're
right.
banking on
they
the.
Realize,
it's like car insurance.
They're
going to
lose money. They're going to lose money because this person is going to cost us. Now, here's the funny part. Now, this here. Here what we're saying on the cost. I guarantee you on the Obamacare plan, there's going to be somebody sitting back. I'm standing right here and y'all sitting right here analyzing that, okay, this person has a heart paying for it. He's 9 years old. This person right here is going to cost us every year $7,000 a year just to keep this person alive.
But see, the thing is that
if everybody has
health care insurance, instead of $7,000 a year, they cost $50,000 a year.
And check this out.
Safe as Obamacare does
get passed, right? You say 30 million Americans have access. Okay, well, cool. That's and if we all get charged $100, 100 times 30 million is what? Okay, that's a lot of money, right?
That's a lot of money
coming. That's a lot of money being generated back into the system. Then you got the illegals. If they pay into it, which more likely they will pay money to get medical insurance. That's even more money into the system. See, Republicans are so stupid. I mean, they see big profits coming out of this, but yet they're not going to push it only because it's a black man who's trying to get it established. They're not going to be behind it. It's nothing but other than because he's black. That's it. Am I right, Mr. Jimmy?
No, but I'll let you run on for a second. Oh, you did wrong. Reason I'm giving you the reasons right now. All the reasons I'm saying are valid. You don't want to believe it because you think Republicans are saying it because you're a black man. Everything, anytime somebody says something against Obama, it's wrong because it's a white man saying it's a black man. All most people see is black
but
and white.
But it's a Republican
I'm
idea. You got to understand
I'm
that.
I'm not trying to sound Sarah Palin-ish, but fuck yeah, there's going to be death panels because I'm going to go again. That same old baby that we talking about, this heart problem, is 5 years old then. That means the government got to pay $7,000 to $8,000 until that baby dies. Let's say it'll be 60 or 70, 80 years old. No matter what, that's a man's problem. No matter what, somebody's paying for that. No matter what.
But it makes it lesser.
That means
but
if the government is paying for it, I mean, here we get what you call so-called death panels. Well, you can't make your appointment now. We're going to be scheduled to get your time at this time. Yeah, the free health care is here. But, yeah, we know you need it's time for your checkup. We're going to schedule your checkup 3 months now because we got to back up because there's so many people in your same care.
You know what? You're right.
Everything
you're
they're
right.
saying
initially,
is true.
Y'all just
looking at the black and white issue.
Initially, Jimmy, you're right. Initially, it's going to be more people coming in that need to have not had access to health care, and now they have access, so they're coming in to be seen. You are very right. But it's going to make us healthier as a country because when you give people, everyone needs health care because everybody's going to get sick. It's not like if I don't have health care insurance, I get the I'm not sick pass. Instead, because I don't have health care, I am sicker. because I don't get the opportunity to go in and be seen and be taught about my blood pressure, taught about my cholesterol, taught about my the food I'm eating to help me prevent diabetes, be taught about all those things that help keep us healthier as we progress through life. So, yes,
well,
you're right. People will, there will be more patients initially, but as we become a healthier country, that's going to taper off.
Well, let's deal with that word you said, Dan, in the 17 minutes I got. A healthier country. That's when everybody say the socialist part of the game or the communist part of the game. That's where you're going to go off into these grammar schools right here. And we're going to start looking at these fat kids. And this kid is fat. Their mama right now is going to be charged with child endangerment because endangers child life, because this child is living an unhealthy life. It's going to cost the government so much money that this child does not lose weight. We're going to put his mama in jail for neglect because this child is overweight. It's going to cost a dime. You got diabetes. No, 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 no.
If that's the case, you know how many
people. No, Dana, no, 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 Dana, like you said, no. Dana, in order to provide a healthier country, we're going to have to provide citizens with healthier diet, which means we're going to tell people what they can and cannot eat and how your child can't. What weight is appropriate weight for your child at a certain age.
Well, you know what, Jimmy? Actually, at that, I mean, that should.
But if I go out and get a candy bar, that's on me.
But Dana, but that candy bar is causing taxpayers money because that candy bar, that sugar, that glucose can cause you sickness and diabetes. It could cause you cavities. It could cause you any ailment that makes you unhealthy. So instead of you providing yourself with unhealthy, like sodas and all like that, that's cut. I'm sorry, your freedom is at liberty is gone because you're going to cost me money. You think this ain't black and white people. I'm down the line. You're like, yeah, it's good, it's good, it's good. But in the end, in order to provide a healthy, like, I don't eat pork. I don't eat a whole lot of stuff. I don't put that on nobody. I feel my diet is healthy enough. I see what people put in their bodies and eat. I don't jump on them on what they eat or don't eat. But like I said earlier, you had diabetes, hey, all that pork. If he didn't eat pork, his parents ate enough pork to pass that stuff down. Because if we need to get insulin, what's insulin? That's number pig carcass in your body because your body's from your own pig. I'm saying, but hey, that causes diabetes. Oversaturated pork. What, the government going to make you stop eating that now because a diabetes baby at five going to cost the government down there $100,000 before he's dead? I'm just saying. And this is one kid. So we got to stop it. We got to stop all this obesity and bad health in the grammar schools. Now we're going to take your parent control, which you can feed your kids away. It's big government going amok. You can't see it now because in your mind, white folks are told the black man he can't have it. I'm just saying.
That's not true, and that's just trying to incite fear. How can you say
no,
because the government say everybody
fear.
Have
that's
a right to go to the doctor,
fear.
And now they're going to tell you that
fear.
You can't eat a hamburger? That's
not true. Dana, if the government says that, if it's a known government fact that certain red meats can cause high blood pressure and can cause hypertension and cause diabetes, whatever it causes, any ailment, and you cannot have that because of what it's going to do to your body. It's going to cause
no,
the government.
No,
the government is not going
to
entail that cost.
So which one is worse, big business? So which one is worse, Jimmy? Big business running amok or big government?
What I'm saying is
if
somebody's involved in it.
Healthcare mean that you're going to not control what somebody eats and lock somebody's parent up
because
they got little fat kids. It's not
true. Because that kid is overweight. That kid is overweight.
An
overweight child. If your child is overweight in the fifth grade or the fourth grade, yes, Dana, you're in the medical field. You should know this. If you got an overweight child, an obese child in the fifth grade, says that child having diabetes is what? How great, Dana?
It's called child endangerment. It's called child endangerment. Yeah, if that child is too overweight, and you know everything's been done medically, psychiatry or whatever, and mentally and medically, if everything's been done right, and the parents are still letting that kid eat like crazy. And showing no control over this kid's eating habits, yes, they should be fined.
But listen, again,
I mean,
because
that's a danger to that child's health. That's an abuse.
I mean, your culture says you got to eat like that. But I'm saying that's already government telling you what your kid can be, where your child should be. the ideal way for your child.
But those
I'm
rules
quite
already
sure.
exist. That's not new. That's not
no.
new.
If no, I what I'm saying is no. It's not
him.
New, Dana. But listen, Dana, right?
That's
it ain't
new.
New.
That didn't change.
Hey, okay, Dana,
healthcare?
It's not new, but Dana, you're right. It's not new, but the fact of the matter is that now that child is going to be on the government's dime for health care. They're going to shut that down off top because the quote unquote death panels that old girl's talking about. This is death panels that she means. If you go, hey, that kid gonna cost us a lot of money.
Well, why shouldn't business pay for it, Jimmy? I mean, all these businesses promote MSG on all the food. They got MSG on all the food, right?
The business is not going to pay for it. The businesses are going to drop it down to the government plan because of Obamacare, because they realize this. Sean, like this, if I'm hiring you and I'm paying your insurance, medical, health care, and dental for like all this time, and now I realize, oh, it's Obamacare's passed, I can drop you from my plan and say, Sean, I'm paying you enough, go find your own package.
That's
what
good.
You can do.
And that's good. And that's
said,
good.
You know what,
no, it's good in one way because
I
you might like you might not like your health care, but
bad.
Then again, Sean, and the bad thing about it is, Sean, because you are an individual, you might not get the same perks and benefits that you might have in a group plan that your company has provided you have. You have to go out and
but
find an individual
out,
plan
check
that might
out.
Be much more expensive than your company
I
plan. That's the point I'm saying. It's not a black and white thing. If you look at it economically, man,
yes, it
is.
Yes, it is. Because as this deficit, and as we live in this society where there's a lack of jobs, who do you think ain't getting hired?
Echo,
well,
Dana,
and,
echo.
And Dana, well, Dana, how about this, Dana? In a time that ain't no lack of jobs, who the hell can afford health care? How you going to text somebody that ain't got no job, Dana?
We don't need to.
Dana, if you ain't got a job,
listen,
Dana,
you
ain't got a job, you have to pay a tax, Dana. It's high unemployed time. That, I mean, that's wrong right there, too.
At $100 a year, Jimmy, somebody could pay that. Come on now.
You could stand over there $100
a year.
And
no,
looks
no,
like
no,
it,
no,
looks
no,
like
no,
this,
no,
Jimmy.
No,
Jimmy,
no,
Jimmy,
no,
hold on, hold on.
Let
me.
Drop
it's just like the taxpayer. The taxpayers are paying for the veterans to have free health care. Do you know that? You're paying
yeah,
for veterans
that.
To have
and
free health care.
What's wrong with that?
Okay. And no, there's nothing wrong with that because I feel good knowing I could just go to the VA hospital. But
okay.
You're paying for it. What's the difference for you paying for what's the difference you paying for them and paying for everybody else? I mean, you're still paying.
It,
even to have that feeling to know that you can go to the hospital if you ain't got it's a good feeling, man.
Well, that's great,
go
Sean.
Ahead.
But we might make cuts on that.
Okay.
And now because they pay other government, we have to pay more people on the American health care plan. We make cuts on that, son. Sorry, we had to cut some type of programs out that you that some psych. Some veteran might be getting. We have to cut that back.
If they tax the people
no.
who got all the money and stop letting them use, get these apartment bills
okay,
and make
what,
these donations
okay,
and use them as tax shelters,
the health care bill
has money
passed.
Coming in. Why the poor folks trying to pay more tax or they have much tax as the billionaire?
It has passed.
We all going different avenues. The Supreme Court deemed the Constitution, the health care bill is passed. So all I'm saying is this, people. When y'all run around saying what's wrong, I'm telling y'all what's wrong, y'all still ain't hearing it. It's already passed and gone through. Point I'm going like this, you saying, hey, that's good, I can buy my own coverage, good. Now you get your own buy your own coverage now. Your employee ain't gotta pay for that now. Or what's wrong with having everybody on a government plan? You can't afford it. You can't afford it. You can't afford it. Something gotta get
Who
cut
can't
back.
Afford it?
Now,
We're
what I'm saying is this.
It,
the government
saying.
Can't afford it.
That's
what I'm saying is this. Now, all those people ain't got health care. When they go to the doctor, they won't be denied, right? Right. Will they be paid? And would they have to pay a fee? Hold on. Would they be charged a fee for going in there? Or how about
the
this? Let's say you go to
a
restaurant.
A
oh, hold on. Let me get some fear, Dana. Let's say you go to a restaurant and then you can't walk out. The owner asks you, let me see your insurance card. You say, I ain't got one. We say, well, I can't serve you because my premium said I only can serve people with insurance because my rates might go up because I might get somebody that's uninsured illness and they cannot, and they'll cause burden on taxpayers. It's so many holes in that. I mean, you gotta understand.
Well,
you're
that's just the way to incite fear.
No, Dana, because no one. It ain't fear. Dana. There's no fear, Dana. It's no fear. Because people ain't going to see that. People don't see that. Anything I say right now, Dana. Oh, he's scaring me. I mean, hell. The truth is scareful. The truth is scary, goddammit. Shit, there ain't no fear. It's the truth.
Ain't nothing in there about no restaurant. That's not the truth.
It's
no,
Dan.
Hey, check this out.
Y'all know they have the healthcare ain't shit about no goddamn restaurant. But hold on. All I know is, in order for you to drive a car, you got to have insurance. All I know is this now. All I know is your insurance card going to tell everything about your health record. All I know is,
you know,
it comes down, like I said this. You can see what it is today. The black man got it. Oh, yeah, he beat the white man. Yeah, he can. If that's our point of victory, if y'all look at the whole thing as Obama the black man, if y'all look at Obama the black man beating the white man, y'all totally blind. Because sometimes in this time right now, in this racially divided town, every time a white man can speak the truth, it's going to be shot down because y'all going to look at it as being racist. Right now, it's a perfect time to blind everybody right now.
Right now, that's cool.
Hey, that's right.
Check this out. Stand your ground law. Y'all see that? Y'all see them white people? The white people fighting in the courtroom because of stand your ground.
That old man was getting the
weapon. He dropped both of them, didn't he?
That bugger. He was old too. He wasn't playing.
And the cop, he dropped all three.
He came out there like Joe Frazier.
What was the reason for that?
It was a boy who killed two brothers at a bar behind Stand Your Ground, right? They was all white, right? One guy, he was beat real bad by the two brothers, and I guess he took a gun from somebody and shot the brothers dead. And it was not, I guess it's a Stand Your Ground thing, because of Stand Your Ground, he might get let off. And they was fighting going into the courtroom.
But who was the one? Who was Dick the Bruiser? Was he the one who shot the people, or was he the one who got shot? Was he in the family that got shot?
I'm thinking that the one who was fighting both the two dudes, he was the father of the son that got beat up. now it's a stand your ground thing. I think they want to have a discussion on it now, since they see that all the other people are.
We've been saying that for how long?
For a while.
Don't make no difference at all. I got about four minutes left. All right, Sean, anything you want to say before I let everybody go?
Yeah, I want to say love and happiness. Love and happiness. Love. I got a sore throat. I can't really hit the notes like I want to, but everybody have a nice day and a nice night. All right, peace.
Talk to you tomorrow, Sean. Have a good night.
All right.
What's up with you, Dana? All right, this last little 3 minutes. What you got to say? How you want to end the show?
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for bringing out the hot topics, man. Once again, you talked about the stand your ground for months, and now it's being looked at again. I'm telling you right now, you can't allow people to go around shooting folks because something's going on.
Crooks got guns. You should have guns too, Dana. Crooks got guns, Dana. We need guns too.
That's all I got. Can't have martial law in this world.
And listen, talking about somebody fighting for this country. All right, Dana. I'm going to end the show because I don't want to go to this piece of love shit again right now, man. People get shit. People get shit.
Piece of love, brother.
All right. Look at tomorrow, Dana. One. Yep. Okay. Anyone say Ebony?
Yeah. How you doing? Hello?
Anybody getting a yes coming up, Ebony, because I don't know what's going on.
No, we ain't got no guests coming up this week. I gotta check the everyone that's sending in new music to JimmyLeeUnderground@gmail.com. Keep sending us the music for New Music Thursday. And we're gonna talk about a couple of things coming up in the next show. We're gonna talk about the Emancipation Proclamation that was on the auction block back in June, and it got auctioned off for $2.1 million. We're also gonna talk about the white guy in Columbus, Ohio, burnt a cross on this black family lawn and got 30 days. So we got a lot of stuff coming up.
All right, yeah, man. See you tomorrow, man. Yeah, come on.
All right, come on.
Jimmy's Underground Railroad Network, 347-838-9825 with the numbers. I guess you tune in tomorrow, and we get it on from that point on. Like I say every night, I the Mayor God be with you. Come on, everybody, stop the spot.
I'm forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you. Without me knowing, they melt my heart to stone, and I hear your words.
Yeah, you make me suicidal, women make me hold the knife. Your career is homicidal, little killer, something like bypass a friendly shit, never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, up and down, I can't get the motion right. Trying to ride the wave, with it life become so ocean-like. Gotta show tomorrow, so the flag is happening tonight. Being soon too, if I can't go back to an open mic. Now with life, I was good, open mirror, steady shoulder, chasing you all through the day. My lonely nights are never sober, looking for that bubble filling, never find it in the corner. Abusing prescriptions, hoping happiness coming closer. I'm hopeful, but I'm noted, the journey far from over. No pain, no gain, hoping the pain will bring me closer. Dream about success, the thought is just so heavenly.